Four Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for health, exercise, alignment, and women's empowerment.
Uncensored wellness for you.
One, two, three.
Bitches!
Welcome back to the podcast. We're so glad that you're listening in again. This week, our topic is losing yourself in the process of serving others. So, Kim, why don't you start and tell us about your story?
For sure. It's not only my story. I see it in so many of my clients or women on the whole, of women just giving, and not taking the time for themselves. And they literally end up losing themselves in the process and don't feel very good or very happy. And a whole pile of different things come out of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it myself, especially with young children or teenagers in sports and running. And I haven't found a client that I haven't found it in yet.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty common. I feel like this is one of my areas of growth for sure. I definitely am not on the other side to say I've come up with all the solutions, but I have been putting more effort into my own things, making sure that if there's an event that I want to go to or if I want to speak at something, I'm putting those things on the calendar. Whereas before I would just say, oh, well, no, we have this or that and I have to be there because I'm the mom and this must get done. But I am getting better at asking for help and scheduling it in if I want to be somewhere.
It's very common that the moms feel guilty that they're, oh, I better be there at that play or I better be at the school
Council meeting,
whatever, muffin-making date. It doesn't matter, but women feel this pull of give, and before they know it, they're done. They're depleted. There's nothing left, and they don't know what happened.
I can tell you my experience through it. When I was married, so way back in the day, I was that mom. I was the stay-at-home mom. That was my job. You know, my husband, now ex-husband, came home from work. Dinner was on the table. You know, he may not have come home. He may have gone golfing, something like that. But I was that mom. I was burnt out, but I didn't realize it until I got divorced and I had to have the time off. So we started off just having like a day or a night and every other weekend. And then we went to every other week. And to say I didn't know myself was true. Like I all of a sudden was like, oh my gosh, I have all this time. What am I going to do with myself? But it wasn't until that point that I realized that I was pushing myself to the end of the candle. Mm-hmm. I had nothing left and I was a short fuse. I was like, you know, everything just bad, but I didn't realize it till you step back. Now the joke is, now divorce and separation are quite common now, and a lot of my friends that are separated were like, this is the best life ever. You get to be a mom for a week and then you get to be a non-mom for a week and you get to do what you want that week. And it's actually it's sad that it takes that separation and that divorce to find that, because
to see it
because I would never, if I don't even know, I talk about this a lot with clients and friends, I don't know what I would be like if I was still married going on that pace that I was on, because I was that, I have to be on the neighborhood association, I have to be on this, I have to bring in cupcakes when we were allowed to school, I had to do this, I had to do that. Now, oh, the kids are with their dad, I don't have to go to the hockey game, we're doing something else. I don't have to be there, it's not my time. Do I want to be there? Yes, but only if I'm not doing something else, because that's my time to be on my own. And I've really learned that. And before, when I took my time, so I'm going long here, but when my kids were young, I would do my exercise before they got up. So weekends, weekdays, I was up at 5:30 going and doing my workout so I wouldn't impact their day.
But that's yet also exhausting.
Which is totally exhausting, because I felt like, oh, I can't take away from their day because their day is what needs to happen. So I'd get up and go before they even got out of bed. I'd come home, and if they were up, I was stressed already. Because, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, I missed that day. I missed that minute. I missed that wake up, because they were always nice in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I missed that time. By the end of the day, it just was like not very fun. But that's what I found. And it's finding that balance to not separate, not divorce, to get that time for you, to find the time as you're in the marriage and as a family to get that for yourself. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're speaking right to me when you're talking about being the person that's doing all the things. And I'm like,
Mm-hmm. It's conditioning. Mm-hmm. We've been conditioned and told that that's what a good mom or a good wife does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right? What about you, Carrie?
Absolutely. I really felt same as you, Carrie, back when I was married, that it was go, 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 and do, 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 do. And then when my son moved out, there was nothing left to do. And right. I was like, oh my God, what do I do now? So that's what really led that determining factor. And you know what? I really don't like you anymore. Mm-hmm. So, and I got divorced. I left. So taking that time to really find yourself and time for yourself to do things that make you happy. Go to the spa, have a bath, read a book, go for a walk by yourself, just to take that time to understand what downtime really looks like.
Mm-hmm. And that can be very hard for some people too, though, because if they're not willing to deal with their emotions and their mm-hmm. things and whatever's going on, they sit down and go slower and they're like, oh crap, I gotta go. I gotta go, 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 yeah. go.
Well, so they actually also have clients who do that to sit avoid down it. Yes. and then they binge eat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was a conversation anything I had recently that, and she was so upset because she's like, I'm doing so good, but right now is my downtime in my business and I should be sitting down and I should be relaxing. But when I sit down and I watch mm-hmm. a show, for example, I want a snack.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very tricky. Yeah.
The should word is a huge identifier. Mm-hmm. If you're shoulding yourself, you're literally shitting yourself. You shoulding.
Did you say shitting?
Shoulding is shitting.
I thought you said shitting.
I did, because that's a guilt trip. That's a what you've been told you should be doing, but you know you're exhausted. Mm-hmm. You're tired.
Right. So I found that it wasn't a pressure from anyone per se. It wasn't Amy saying to me, oh my gosh, you didn't make those cupcakes for school today. It was one, social media wasn't as big when my kids were younger. It was the idea I had in my head that I had to be this person and I could go to the gym and I could eat healthy. I could also get cupcakes to the school. I could also be at every event that my kid had. And then I was going to be perfect. But you're actually not. Like, you're
what
actually
is perfect? Just,
that well, that's exactly it.
Right. Into perfection.
And who, perfect
right,
to.
Right. And who was yeah. I comparing that perfect to? It was yeah. an ideal I had in my head. But it's still that stigma sometimes when someone is like, you're like, you didn't make cookies for the bake sale?
It's
like, in
judgment.
Your head, you're like, how does she not have time? But yeah. it's judgment, right? And we do it, but why? Right. Like, who are we meeting? And I believe now it's the social media that has us all
television.
Feeling. Yeah, TV.
We grew up
yes.
watching these perfect women
yes.
as perfect mothers and,
growing pains.
You know, other people in our lives who are perfect
yeah.
mothers, and that stupid word again.
Yeah.
But being compared to them, or, well, are you doing all these things? Or,
yeah.
I feel like I'm a person who looks into the future a lot, and I think about what you just mentioned, Carrie, about how what happens when the kids are gone. And that's part of why I love having my own business, and I love having experiences with you ladies and being able to be me, so that I know that not only am I showing my girls, like, yes, you can be a mom
mm-hmm.
and you can have
successful.
Something else
mm-hmm.
but like, I know I'm going to have tons of things to do when they're gone, because I'm so pumped up and like engaged in my life, even if it's not to the level that I really want to be right now. But that's the phase that I'm in. I'm at least still doing it.
Steps too, right? To get there.
And that's, I think, the key message that I would share to people is, if you are wanting to be more in tune with yourself, to go back to the time when you were really happy. Like, you know, I said a long time ago, I played volleyball a couple years ago because a mom invited me from school to play on her beach volleyball team in the summer.
Fun.
And I felt so happy because it felt like I was in grade 7.
Right.
I went right back to that. And was I good? Not really. But I just had so much fun. And that's what I'm suggesting, that you just connect with something that you used to love to do, whether it's like art or crafts or volleyball or going to the gym, whatever the little thing is, and start mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. so you can find that joy. Right?
But then it goes more into the other problem of, if you ask a woman to do that, they're like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
So it's making the time. You have
yeah.
to be number one.
Yeah.
You have to
yeah.
be number one on that list, because if not, you have nothing left to give.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think this has been a really useful conversation, and we'll probably continue on this one again at some point, because let's be real, we could probably talk about it all day.
Every single day, yes.
And we need more reminders. I need more reminders so you can keep me on track as well. But
gotcha.
We really appreciate you listening in to our podcast. And we would welcome any topics that you have. We'd love to know what you'd like us to discuss. Additionally, please follow us. As you can see in the information about the podcast, all of our links are there. We'd love to connect with you on social media. And we look forward to having you tune in again. So, 1, 2, 3.
Bitches!
Thank you for listening to the Four Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for our next badass podcast.